Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast.
So, 2 days ago, Chris.
Yeah.
I was sitting in. Brian, producer Brian's in the studio too. Hey, Brian.
Hey, fellas.
So, 2 days ago, I was on my FedEx route, and I was listening to, I think Pearl Jam was on my iPod, and I had both ears in, and I was kind of feeling good, but it was kind of an emotional song, I think. And I was at a, this is a true story, and I was at a stoplight at the corner of 4th and Colorado, and I look over and there's a bus stop. And you remember we did a podcast where we talked about, you asked me, where do you always see all these retards? Where are all these retards? And I told you there's retards in Santa Monica. Well, it's because there's like an actual home for them, I found out. Like they're, I don't know if it's a home. It's like a daycare center for retards. I feel even bad saying retards. But I don't think that's a bad word. It's a daycare center for mentally handicapped people. But I look over and I see a whole group of them. Just it looks like it would be like if you had like if you were putting together like a squad like to pull off some type of mob job. You know what I mean? Like you had there was one fat black old guy with a big beard and he had his tongue hanging out of his mouth. And then there was another really young like skinny happy retard guy. And then there was another guy. That, I mean, it was just the entire gambit of, like, ages.
It was the R team.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so, but I look over at them, and this is while I was listening to music, and just, I made eye contact, one of them waved at me, I waved back to him, because I see him a lot, and I seriously just started, like, tearing up bad, and I cannot explain why, and I don't know why, and I know you, this is partly I'm bringing it up because I know you kind of, like, make fun of me about this, but I also, I want to know, does that ever happen to you, like, where, I mean, I was literally tearing up, and it was like, I was trying not to cry just because, I mean, it wasn't like I would have broken down and been, like, sobbing or, God, what, the humanity,
I want to know what's wrong with you.
But I don't think that there is necessarily something wrong with me. I just think
there's never necessarily anything ever. But I think
it was
wrong with
it's kind of like it was. You know, in a movie where the music kind of helps you along with your emotions. I think I was listening to a somewhat sad Pearl Jam song at the time.
The only time I want to cry is when I hear you talk about how pathetic you are.
That's not pathetic. I don't know if you're joking right now or if you.
Well, I'll clear it up. I'm not.
Brian, does this ever happen to you? Just
producer Brian has just handed me a note.
Yeah.
Danny was getting in touch with his inner retard. Good call, producer Brian.
All right. No, I mean, I knew obviously this is going to be, I was going to go through the sort of, yes, when I say that you guys are going to make your stupid jokes and try to.
Well, I'm not making any stupid jokes, and I never make any stupid jokes about you, and neither is producer Brian. He's not saying anything.
He's just writing down his stupid jokes. No,
I'm not going to make any stupid jokes because I seriously want to know what's wrong with you.
I feel like this probably happens to more people than me. I think this can't.
Well, crazy people always think that the whole world is crazy and they're the only
listen,
sane.
Listen, I am a very. I mean. I don't think I'm crazy. I really don't think I'm crazy.
I don't think I'm crazy. I really don't think I'm crazy. I mean, I don't think I'm crazy. I just don't think so. If I was crazy, I might think I was crazy, but I don't.
Okay. I think there's just something about looking at a person like that and seeing how badly they want to fit in with the rest of us and how much they're struggling to look for, I guess, acceptance and approval from the whole world. It just touches me. I know that's not.
I don't ever hear you talk about stuff that touches you. And don't ever say that it touches you either.
No, it really does. Like, I look over and it's like, you never feel like you're connected with someone or something that you don't even know or don't.
No, but I feel kind of dirty right now listening to you talk about
this.
It.
Is. I'm being completely. Are you being honest too?
I hate hearing you talk about. I feel like I was in touch.
You never look over and like. You never feel like just sad. You never look.
There's something wrong with you. You need to be on drugs. You need to be on some kind of antidepressant or something, Danny. Seriously.
I need to be on an antidepressant. I'm the least depressed person that I know.
You cry every goddamn time you get an automobile.
No. There's a difference between crying. I'm not sad. It's not like I'm. I reflect on it later and I think I can't sleep at night because of it. As soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm out. I don't think about anything. You know, I don't sort of overly reflect on anything in the past. All but right. I definitely don't think I'm depressed, and I really don't think that you think I'm depressed either. I don't. I really don't think that you think that I'm depressed.
I don't know if you're depressed. I'm not a doctor, but I will say this. I'm glad that I don't fucking weep into tears every time I see somebody but, with any kind of disability.
But I feel, you know...
Every time I hear a Pearl Jam song on the radio.
Here's what's funny, though, is that I think that you don't... I think that you're missing something, not that I am... I have something wrong with me. I think it's more that I am... more complete than you, and I know I'm being completely serious.
I think you're missing something, and I think it's testicles.
Well, Lord knows you've seen them enough to know that.
Explain that as a joke, not like.
What do you mean?
That I've seen your balls as a joke. Explain that, like.
Why should I explain
that? You get to God knows you've seen my dick enough times.
And you haven't seen my, it like that. It's funny because you've probably seen my testicles upwards of 20 times, but I don't know if you've ever seen my, maybe once or twice you've seen my penis.
I don't want to talk about you crying. I don't want to talk about your penis or how many times I've seen it. I don't want to see
whose
you cry.
Penis have you seen
I don't
more?
Want to see your penis.
Mine or my
dad's. I don't want
to
see your penis cry. I think I've seen your dad's junk more. But the funny thing about seeing your dad naked, and I've seen your dad naked many times, is you're never prepared for it.
You'll just...
I don't know how you could be, but it's always like halfway through him being naked, like that you realize, oh shit, I'm looking at Danny's dad naked, and there's nothing I can do about it. I can't turn back.
You already passed the point of no return.
Yeah. And it's always just like a blur, like a quick... Just sack flopping as he's...
Have you seen your dad naked?
Yeah.
Whose dad is more well-endowed? Be honest.
I don't know. I didn't see your dad that quickly. Like, it's not like I stared at my...
Not quickly, huh?
Really?
I mean, your dad just... I just see, like, a flash of him. I can't really tell what he's made of.
Whereas your dad, you got to study up real hard. Wow, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the no.
First you talk about crying, and then you start talking about everyone's dad's penis. Why don't you say something about producer Brian's dad's dick?
I've never seen it. I never have.
Well, let's set up a date. Or not. Let's schedule this.
You want Danny to go on a date with your dad so he can see his penis?
Exactly. So... Well, hang on. I completely lost my train of thought. Okay, let me get back on track. Let me get back. I really think that you say like I should get on some type of drugs or something like that. But I feel really happy right after I see like the it makes me it inspires me to want to do something to help the world or to just.
Why don't you help the world by just shutting up? I don't feel unhappy. Not like I'm running around like. Unhappy and not be able to express it. I'm perfectly happy, but I don't ever like get so happy that it just.
But you never watch like a really sad movie and then afterwards you feel inspired, or I don't know, you feel like you there's a good feeling that you okay.
You're seriously
what about this?
Making
what?
Me a little bit sick. I'm what? Sick of your. I just feel inspired.
All right, Chris. I know
who
you're
wants
gonna.
To hear this
this is
seriously.
Gonna make you even more sick. But here we go. Have you ever been in a relationship that just broke your heart at the end of it?
You're breaking my heart.
Everything I say, you just say that I'm doing
well,
that.
True.
I figured out your recipe for bad jokes.
Yes, sad things happen. In
okay,
the world.
No.
Sometimes
no,
people
no, no,
get
no,
sad.
Let me.
Sometimes
this is a bigger point.
Cry.
This is a bigger point. But after when you're in a really bad place, and after I don't know if God, you've ever even done this.
A bad
after
place.
You really, I know I don't like that kind of talk either. Why? But you, like when you've just gotten your heart broken, that's there's no worse place to be than having your heart broken.
I can think of one worse place to be.
So you've had your heart broken, and but you're kind of I don't know where you for me it would be like I would go to bed at night and I would just listen to like a sad song and. something like just snaps, and you just honestly weep. You weep and weep. And I bet you you've done this, Brian. You've just laid in your bed, and you actually
Who
just...
Who hasn't fucking cried before?
Openly but wept. But I mean, I'm talking about as like after like a 20 to 25-year-old man. But do you feel good at the end of that? Is there... You know that good feeling?
I just said
feeling?
Everybody fucking cries once in a fucking long while at appropriate situations. Yes, it feels good. It relieves stress. What you don't do is you don't cry on your way to work every goddamn other day.
I wasn't on my way to work. I was sitting in traffic in my FedEx truck. I wasn't crying. It just, it was like a little bit of tears came to my eyes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
I don't know. I would love to see some type of survey because I feel like I can't be the only one that this happens to.
You're probably not. I'm sure there's lots of other crazy middle-aged women that tear up at the side of a giant forehead.
Menopausal women.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is that I feel like...
Brian, do you ever cry?
Yeah, when was it?
Brian, seriously.
Yeah, when was
it? I don't mean cry. I mean just like weep. Openly weep.
No, Brian, we're going to do a yes or no interview for you.
All right.
All right.
Nope.
Have you wept in the last 5 months?
Oh, yes.
You wept?
Yes. Have you cried hard, like just laid there and cried hard? See, there you go, Chris.
Where is this fucking show going? Where do you want to take this?
I want us all to be crying by the end of the show. Well, what's it going to take to make... What's it going to take?
What if she ever cried?
To get me to get you to cry.
Get all our naked dads in here and...
I'll cry if you'll shut up about it. I'll try hard to cry just to shut you up.
You ever get the urge to just watch a really sad movie just so you can cry?
No! There's something wrong with you.
Brian,
You have ovaries.
Brian, you ever get the urge to watch a really sad movie just to cry? You ever in the mood to like watch a really
God
sad
damn.
Movie?
Damn, aren't you ever in the mood where you're ashamed of yourself? Do you ever get in that mood?
Listen, I'm not proud of this.
I wish you'd get in that mood.
I'm not proud of this, but I just...
You seem pretty goddamn proud.
I'm not ashamed of it either.
Jesus. I am proud of who I am.
I'm not proud.
I'm not
I said
ashamed
I'm not
that
proud.
I'm a sensitive man. I'm ashamed. Can't you respect people around you who are ashamed of you? Don't you have that much respect? Don't you want to do good for the world? That's a bunch of horse shit.
Yes.
Wait. Have you ever cried in public, Brian, and had to, like, felt the urge to cry and wanted to, like, you just feel like you need to get out of the situation because you don't want people to see you cry?
Yes, I have.
Danny goes around in public and tries to cry and then looks around to see if anyone will ask him why he's crying. And if that doesn't work, he just walks closer to them.
I've never tried to cry in public.
You never had to try. It flows naturally.
Well, what were we talking about? Oh, Brian.
Okay.
So, what about the last month? Have you cried in the last month?
Yep.
There we go, Chris. See, this isn't that bizarre. I don't think I've cried in the last month.
What's
I mean,
bizarre
like, really,
is
really
Brian
really
doesn't fucking bother people about it.
I'm not trying to bother. I'm just trying to, I mean, maybe it would help Brian if he opened up to us and told us how that he cried every once in a while.
Brian, has this helped you?
Do you want a hug?
No.
Thank you.
Can I say more than yes or no, or I'm going to cry?
Yeah, you can say
whatever
more than
you want.
Yes or no. I was just kidding about the yes or no interview. Chris, if you saw Brian crying, would you hug him?
Probably not.
That's what's weird. I really don't think you would, and I would.
He doesn't want me to hug.
He probably does.
Oh,
you've never been
God.
In a point where you're crying and you just want someone to hug you?
No. I mean, yes, but I don't want any of you hugging me.
I mean, it wouldn't feel nice to get a hug,
oh,
like...
God.
I'm being
wrong
so
with you.
Serious.
I know
it
that's
seems
why I'm
like
so
I'm making a
it.
Joke. I mean, partly I am, but I'm only making it's only a joke because I already know how bad you're gonna like freak out about it. Brian, would you feel weird if you were really crying and I just walked into a situation and I hugged you and like we really like connected over that?
Are you trying to like dispel the homophobe rumor that Shadi's been propelling?
What, that I'm a homophobic?
Yeah.
Well, he tried. I don't know.
With all this crying, sensitive talk?
Well, I don't think anyone knows about this, but because Shadi and we got to get them in studio to talk about this. But Shadi, a frequent guest, Shadi Mulaski, he's listened to a lot of our podcasts, and he knows us, but
he's
he
the
says
owner of Shadi Radio.
Yeah, he has a theory after listening to our podcasts that no, Shadi's theory actually is that. We make so many gay jokes that he thinks we are gay. he thinks we're secretly covering it up. We're trying to make so many gay jokes that just to show, like, we can't be gay. We're constantly making fun of gays. It's Jamie. Jamie's the one that thinks that we sound really homophobic. Oh.
Well, either way, no. It sounds like you're playing it too hard now.
We should get them in studio to talk about that.
We should definitely do that in the future.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can hug them. Jamie will definitely hug you.
That's another thing. Like, Jamie likes to hug. He's the guy who just likes to hug. Now, that's a little weird, but it's not nearly as weird as you, because he doesn't cry and bother people with his feelings.
I guarantee he hugs friendly.
I'm not a big fan of it, but it's a lot better than what you're
talking
about.
I guarantee you, if Jamie was crying, he would want me to hug him. He would really enjoy a good embrace.
Go hug anybody you fucking want to.
It's not a matter of wanting to. It's a matter of that he's my friend. If he's crying, I think you would actually enjoy it, Chris. If you really were crying and you really just were hurt, if you actually just got a good hug, I think you might really enjoy it. I mean, what about if it was your mom?
Look,
what if
hold your mom on a second. You? Christ, you make me sound like this fucking asshole. If I'm crying and this fucking weeping in public and one of you hugs me, yeah, I'm going to hate it. It's going to be uncomfortable. But I'll think, well, I appreciate the gesture, but I'll tell you to get off of me eventually. But I'll appreciate the gesture. Yes, I'm not an asshole, kicking people.
That's not what I mean. What I mean is I think you will actually enjoy it. I don't mean you will appreciate the gesture. I think
you'd have a hard-on. And not even in a gay way, really. Not in a gay way. You'd just be like, God, this is such a real moment. This is real. I'm feeling real emotion. That's what you get off on.
I do. I don't get off on it, but I want to be in a real. You're making me use speak that I hate. That it sounds like I'm taking.
I'm not
a tai,
making you do anything.
A tai chi or yoga class. No, but I like to feel. I like to be on a real level with people. I don't like having the sort of BS where people pretend to like people that they don't like, and you have to kind of go through.
Well, what if I don't like hugging you? Do I have to pretend like?
That's fine, but
like
I don't think it's that you don't. Like, I mean, yes, I do think it's that you don't like hugging people, but I honestly think, I can't imagine that if you're really crying, I think it's just a natural, very, very natural human feeling to want someone to console you. It comes from having a mother. Mother used to hug you and make you feel better. What if you were crying? What if you were crying and your mom was around? Would you want her to hug you?
I'm not 6 years old, first of all. Second of all, and let me fucking speak. God damn filibustering. Okay. I haven't been in a mood to want to just weep in a long time. And when I was in that mood, I was emotionally unstable. That's fine. That's okay to be that way for a little while. But I can't sit here and tell you, now that I'm in a normal state of being, which you're not in, that if I got a hug, it would feel good. Like, I can't say that. I don't know. Maybe it would. Fuck, who knows? I'm not, going to argue with you about that. But ordinarily, men don't typically like to hug each other.
You're right, and I think,
unless there's gonna be some gay sex followed real quick.
Wait, are you saying that's what you want?
I'm just saying men in general, like straight men, wouldn't really want to hug each other.
But gay men would, because they'd want to have gay sex. They think that's a lead into.
Look, I can hug a woman, and even with hugging women is kind of awkward. Like, I don't really know how I'm supposed to do it without being sexual. But I can hug a woman. It's not gross,
right?
And okay. Even it's not totally gross. It's kind of gross.
Well, okay. Let me give you a scenario, Chris. God forbid, your brother's, I don't know.
What?
One of your nieces or nephews gets hit by a bus.
Why do you love misery so much? Why are you just talking about wallowing around?
I don't love misery. I'm just trying to set up a scenario in which that you, in
you
which
hope
you might
that relatives will die. Enjoy a real hug. Tearful moment.
I'm just
survivors.
Looking for. I'm just. I got a clock countdown on my relatives. Dying. Just and it's like a hug clock. Then I know I get some hugs. No, but God forbid that happens. God forbid.
Stop saying God forbid. I know you're joking, but stop saying it.
So, your brother is just obviously devastated. Wouldn't you want to be there for him and hug him?
I would definitely be there in the area.
In the area? Would you in the same zip code as him?
I'd be in the house. And I would definitely just say, hey, you know, fucking hey, man.
You should give the eulogy. y'all remember Nicholas. Fucking A, man.
Yeah, if there was hugs to be given out in the proper moment. Look, first of all, My brother is a normal person also. He doesn't like hugging. What does he need? His kids are dead now. He wants his brother to give him an awkward hug.
Let me give you another
adding
scenario.
Insult to insult.
Your brother gets it. Now your brother and your nephew. Your brother was carrying they were on a double bike. Your brother and your nephew. They get hit by a bus. You're at their funeral. Your mom's crying.
Well, I'm not going to hug my mom if my brother dies.
I'm saying, would you hug your mom?
Of course I'm going to hug my mom.
Now, let me ask you this. What if you're obviously going to be torn apart by this. God forbid, torn apart. So if you're crying, wouldn't you want your mom to hug you? Wouldn't that just feel nice to like...
Look, in a situation where my brother and nephew die in a tragic bus accident...
I want to change it to train. Can I change it to train?
No. Yeah, all right, train.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to want someone to hug me. But if I'm on my way to working at FedEx and a Pearl Jam song comes on and a bus of retards drives by, I don't think it's appropriate to break down and weep and want the nearest driver to get out of his car and hug me, especially if it's a man.
That's fair.
And you knew the answer to that, too. You all set right. me up.
Well, we planned on talking about interviewing Brian, I guess, but we're out of time. We'll have to wait and do that again, Producer Brian. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's okay.
All right, good night, Chris.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm not going to get a hug, am I?